League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay, we're back with my venerable co-host, Matthew Bard, who is a market analyst for Optic.com, and Chris Justum, equally venerable, but obviously probably half your age, Bill. Relationship manager.
Bill, come on.
He's over 21.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Right. It's the end of the first quarter. I know that, fund management types sort of are all like very quarterly, year quarter, end of whatever it is, seasonally based.
Yeah.
Is that the same at Seven?
Quarterly we have a tactical adjustment to the portfolios. That's something that happens periodically. We've had to make a few more, obviously, given what's happened in the last few months. They've been meeting with more regularity than we would do usually. Yeah, you can imagine.
Money. Were you the wrong way on the 11th of February?
Say again?
Were you the wrong way in the market on the 11th of February?
I think just about everybody was, no. We remained overweight in equities, so obviously January was a difficult time. It wasn't necessarily time to take money off of the table at that point, and we've seen a rally since. So.
Question, Zach and I were talking about this earlier. So many people, mostly maybe this is just more from the States than anywhere else, saying that they believe in the equity rally that they're seeing. Where they would believe it even stronger is they are not seeing, they're seeing maybe the speculators or the day traders, this and the other, they're not seeing the massive flows into funds.
Well, if you look at Aberdeen Asset Management dropping out of the FTSE 100, I suppose that's the biggest indicator that there's definitely been a decline in terms of flows. I think ultimately people still need to be saving, and you are going to be looking at funds for that unless you want to play yourself and go and select individual equities. But Joe Bloggs, who's got a pension, isn't particularly interested in that. I mean, talking about flows.
He's got a what, you said?
Joe Bloggs on the street.
A pension, you said?
Yeah, yeah. Which have been hammered by the government in the last budget as well. Nowhere to hide. But in terms of flows, emerging markets, that was the area in particular that I wanted to chat about today, because we've seen flows in March fly up about 30 billion, I think, went in March. I know that's a drop in the ocean compared to the 730 odd billion that flowed out in 2015, but it started to trickle in the end of February and it's really picked up some kind of momentum. So in terms of, why and what's behind that and whether
emerging markets, Zach and I remember, we know bricks and mortar. I presume nobody's going into bricks anymore. What are the new emerging market funds?
Well, at the moment, there are still people looking at the likes of Brazil. I think they're about
20%.
They're about 20% up in the last month, aren't they?
For comedy light relief, or what?
Valuations aren't looking too bad, and I know that everyone rejoices.
Bernie Madoff said that a few years ago.
Don't compare me to a Ponzi scheme. Please, this is not good. No, but valuations there are looking relatively good. Emerging markets generally, yeah. And when you see what's going on with
the emerging markets, but I'm looking at maybe like South Korea, or the Philippines, maybe Taiwan.
South Korea have had a good run in the last month as well. Mexico as well aren't looking too
very
bad.
Very strong.
Difficulty with the emerging markets tag is for every India you've got, it's overshadowed by China. Yeah. For every Mexico you've got, it's then overshadowed by the likes of a Brazil. So it's very, very difficult to group them all in.
The other problem that with these markets, I mean, it's just like an impression I get, that you have a rally of 20% in a month or 2 months, but then it goes back down 20%. I mean, you've got to be like a sort of have the mind of a day trader, not a fund manager, to time those markets properly.
Market timing, unless you've got a crystal ball, is virtually impossible. So yeah, the day traders are the ones who are looking to nip in and out. But what we saw was, two or three different things really. One, generally risk off at the beginning of the year and the back end of last year. That is your risk off trade, right? You come out of emerging markets because that's what gets slammed. In particular, as the dollar was appreciating so much and there was the forward guidance from your favourite central banker, Zach, you had...
Work out which one.
You've got arms like
so many favourites.
Exactly right.
When they were talking about four rises, everyone was, great, appreciating dollar again, and that's going to hurt the emerging markets. And we saw, obviously, you've got locally denominated currency revenues, and you've got them under pressure, therefore, from the debt they've taken on from a dollar perspective. That's eased somewhat with what's happened recently. The difficulty is that could easily be reversible. As you mentioned, they're incredibly vulnerable because, I mean, in the Philadelphia and Chicago representatives from the Fed also completely.
We've had four Fed governors this month.
Contradict the party
line. Auntie Janet, where are you getting your data from? You know, we're not looking at the same numbers you seem to be looking at.
And I think for us, whilst flows have gone back into emerging markets, and it's a mixture of the easing, you know, the breathing space that's been given from an easing dollar, you've also got generally people rebalancing their portfolios. So on the fund management point that you mentioned, people who were risk off, who are looking to dip their toe back into the market with a bit of trepidation, albeit in comparison to the flows that we saw last year. What you've also got is it's incredibly susceptible and vulnerable to if all of a sudden the Fed does come out and say, oh, hang on a second, inflation, which is ticking up, core inflation.
Yes, it is.
Whichever indicator you look at, if you look at the Fed's, it was PCE.
PCE, yeah.
That is ticking up. Then they're saying it's too early to call it a trend. But if it's too early to call it a trend, I know, but if it's too early to call it a trend and you get towards the end of the year and all of a sudden they wake up to it and go, oh, it is a trend, have they then got to play catch up?
Well, as I was telling Zach, you know, again, after Yellen's comments the other night, CNBC was interviewing somebody. He said, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Do you think maybe the Fed raised rates in December to give them some leeway? If things go horribly wrong, then they could drop rates without going negative, okay? I think that's wrong. But, I mean, I think it's a situation where we're getting too much information. I mean, as Greenspan said years ago, if you understood what I said, you weren't listening.
Well, it's always the rhetoric, isn't it? And the difficulty is, I mean, Janet Yellen said the other day, in fact, in clear reference, whilst it's not the conspiracy, she said we have to be cautious because if we do increase rates, then we have less room to manoeuvre. So, yes, they don't want to step forward and increase rates again because just as quickly they're going to have to reverse.
Yeah, but how many people remember September 92 when the Bank of England did four rate decisions in one afternoon, okay? Mm. They raised them three times and then went back at the close of the day and went back to where we started from. I mean, people don't realize, I mean, people have been around here, and how many people were even in business the last time the Federal Reserve raised rates 9 years ago? Mm. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's all sort of these masters of the universe are having to look under Wikipedia. What does a rate rise mean?
Yeah, of course. And that's one of the big questions. Yeah. But we are in not a new world, but coming off this unprecedented quantitative easing.
Well, maybe you are, but...
But in terms of the central banks having to move, not in unison, but, you know, negative interest rates in Japan, in Europe, the US obviously tiptoeing towards rate rises away from one of the biggest.
But you see, what is wrong?
In living memory.
See, I guess my feeling is, you know, when I grew up, an indication of rate rises indicated the economy was doing better. Mm. So even if they're just sort of hoodwinking us, I mean, what is another 50 basis points between now and the 1st of January next year?
I know, but she's made clear as well that she's not purely looking at, Janet Yellen, the domestic economy, whereas previously they would look at the labour market, which is strong.
Well, maybe she's not looking at the dictate when the Fed was set up in February 1913. Mm. We're looking at domestic, non-inflationary growth. I guess domestic, I guess to me, says U.S. economy. I mean, I know it was set up, but I mean, that's what they have to look at, okay? And I guess maybe it's me. I have a feeling that, again, you know, if the Federal Reserve raised rates, not in April, but I expect June and December, I don't think it's going to have a negative, major negative impact on any of the markets. I mean, I know we've done silly moves, you know, in the equity markets in the States on Tuesday afternoon all day yesterday, but I mean, I think we're giving back some of yesterday's equity moves. I know it's the end of the month, end of the quarter, et cetera, et cetera. But I guess, you know, maybe it's time for me to retire. I'm just totally confused on this, okay?
It is just for a few seconds. So what's, I mean, for the next quarter, what's your favorite, you know, what's your thing you say, yeah, we got to do that? You know, what are you enthusiastic about?
Well, the next tactical changes we're looking at, we're going back into gold for the first time in a number of years. And that's, you know, look with inflation in mind and this creeping bit of inflation in the background, looking at US tips. So we're not taking a great deal of equity off the table because, frankly, we liked it in the middle part of last year. And if we liked it then, we like it now where the valuations are.
Where do you expect gold to go then? Gold or gold mining shares?
Oh, we'll get exposure in some fashion. I think that's one for the investment team and the analysts. Whether that's via ETFs, I don't think it's physical. But it's not so much it's a play on, we think this is going to rocket, but it's a case of when you're managing a multi-asset portfolio, you're keeping the downsides in mind, arguably even more than you are the upsides. And the conversations we have with our clients, whilst they are, yes, we'd love to achieve you X, you have to be thinking about what the impact might be of the portfolios if they do drop. And there are a couple of tail risks that we have to take into consideration.
So you didn't read Barclays' report this week?
No.
We're talking about, they expect commodities to go down globally faster than the Titanic.
Cool. Okay. RBS threw out a report a month and a half ago talking about a cataclysmic event in the world. Yeah, you can pick anyone.
They said sell everything, didn't they?
You can pin your flag to any one of these.
They were wrong.
I think most people sold RBS shares.
Same as... Chris Justin, relationship manager for Seven Investment Management. Thank you very much.
Good to see you, mate. Thanks.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.